At 6:06, it is overcast and 72 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A state Senate committee conducts a study on the impact of divorce on children in Oklahoma and how best to reduce Oklahoma's divorce rate. Tim Tarbono is the head of the Oklahoma Family Policy Institute. He told state senators yesterday that children do much better when living with two parents. And he says those parents need to be married.
In Oklahoma, where we have a high rate of cohabitation, we also have a high rate of child abuse.
The committee is not focusing on abusive relations. Recent data shows that states spend hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars each year to deal with the impact of divorce on children. We have more on this story coming up in our in-depth segment this morning at 7:35. Governor Fallon has signed into law 23 bills to overhaul the state's system for filing and handling civil lawsuits, including a measure that some legal experts say creates an unconstitutional barrier to the courts. The governor announced that she had signed each of the bills sent to her by the House and Senate following a five-day special session to review the state's tort laws. Well, the United Nations is the latest to weigh in on the Veronica Brown case.
United Nations official James Anaya is calling on state, federal, and tribal officials to consider Veronica's rights to keep her cultural identity as a member of Cherokee Nation. Anaya, an official on the rights of indigenous peoples, said in a report last year that the removal of Native American children from their tribes is still a concern. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this year the federal law meant to keep tribes together doesn't apply in this case. Biological father Dustin Brown and adoptive parents Matt and Melanie Capobianco are still fighting for custody of Veronica. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Testimony will continue today in a preliminary hearing for first-degree murder suspects James and Cedric Poor. They are accused of last January's murder of four women at the Fairmont Terrace Apartments near 61st and South Peoria in Tulsa. An Oklahoma death row inmate convicted in Tulsa County of first-degree murder in 1979 in the shooting death of a 25-year-old Korean national has now been executed. 61-year-old Anthony Roselle Banks was pronounced dead last night after he received a lethal injection of drugs at the state prison in McAllister. Banks is the fourth Oklahoma death row inmate to be executed this year. Well, Sports Illustrated is out with its allegations against Oklahoma State University's football program. Part one was released yesterday. It includes allegations that players were paid by supporters for speaking engagements and given high salaries for little or no work. Mike Holder is the athletic director at Stillwater.
As the athletic director at Oklahoma State and an alumnus of the university, I don't want to believe that it's true. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way around here.
He has met with the SI reporters and notified the NCAA of the allegations. Public hearings are scheduled next week in Drumright and in Pawhuska to discuss the final leg of the Enbridge Energy Company's pipeline that will run through northeastern Oklahoma to Cushing. The Flanagan South pipeline will travel from terminals near Chicago to the oil hub at Cushing. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and hot today. We will have a high of 95. It'll be muggy tonight, 72 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of some rain at a high of 92. On Friday, a mixture of sun and clouds, more seasonal temperatures. We'll have a high of 87. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 6:10, we have some clouds and 72 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.